You are listening to the Two and Out CFL Podcast, a proud member of the Canadian Football Podcast Network.
I'm Travis Kura. He is Shelton Jones. Take two. Again, I seem to be getting quite rusty and terrible at this podcasting thing. But 3 weeks ago today, I had my wisdom teeth removed. And it's not been fun. It has been terrible. I actually felt quite confident going into this thing with people saying, 2 days, you'll be good to go. And I was not good to go for
They say that the older you are, it's harder to recover. I have some issues with my wisdom teeth every like 6 months or so, but my dentist the last time's like, listen, if you can put up with that, don't get them taken out, because it's not an easy recovery. So it's unfortunate you had to go through that much pain there, but at least you got them out. So hopefully you're smooth sailing from here.
Yeah, we're going to Philadelphia here April 3rd, and I do want to be 100% by then. I mean, I should be. If I'm not, then there will be a definite real problem there if I'm not 100% by then.
Well, we got to unhinge our jaws, because exactly. We got to find the best cheesesteak in Philly, right?
Exactly. I'm willing to go to a different place every single day, but that hasn't been fun dealing with that. So kind of fallen behind a little bit on the CFL news. We'll try to make this a quicker episode. A lot of these things you have probably known and have known about for a bit, but we'll get them here on the record on Two and Out. It's sure nice to talk to you at this time of day. And the sun's not quite setting yet. I got this natural light just making me glow for the YouTubes. Subscribe on there. A lot of new subscribers since our last episode with AJ Ouellette. Thank you. Welcome to the club and Two and Out Nation, or Two and Out Hamlet. We're growing. Hopefully we'll be a nation one day. But the time change coming up this weekend, spring ahead. I know not for you and anybody else in Saskatchewan there. You know, shaving 1 hour from the beginning of the day and putting it on the end of the day means that the day's longer. Is that girl math? Am I doing that right, Sheldon?
Yeah, girl math there. But it's also Sheldon math, because everything starts earlier for me.
That's true.
Which means I get to go to bed. I used to go to bed at like 8:30, and I haven't been to bed before like 11 in the past 2 weeks almost. So I'm ready to get some sleep again. Because
was my attempt at girl math better than the Rough Riders attempt at?
Yes. Yes, it was.
I actually think people got more bent out of shape than I thought they would. I saw the email and I was like, it doesn't apply to me. Delete. But a lot of people saw the email and got mad.
Yeah.
So they put out an apology pretty quick there.
Yeah, they did. I'm glad they're trying stuff. It's hard to take a TikTok trend that's a video trend and turn it into text on an email. So not the best try, but hey, you know, they realized that they screwed up and they put out an apology, and I think most people accepted it. There were some who didn't, but hopefully they keep trying to get some of this newer trends. I know the social media team has been knocking out of the park for the last little bit. So hopefully they keep that up, because that's what we need. We need younger people in the stands. It's Bart Simpson. At least you tried throwing the cake in the garbage. Let's try better next time, I guess.
Now, the Riders were pretty quick to issue an apology and a statement. But in another story, the biggest story in the CFL this offseason, unfortunately, it's a negative story. And the CFL has taken their time. And they did take their time issuing a statement on the allegations surrounding the Toronto Argonauts. John Murphy and Chad Kelly, and I guess the team in general, TSN's Rick Westhead, reporting that a strength and conditioning coach is suing the Argos for alleged wrongful dismissal and Chad Kelly for alleged harassment during the 2022 and 2023 seasons. She is seeking just under $300,000 from the Argos and $50,000 from Chad Kelly, claiming the Argos breached the CFL's violence against women policy by not submitting a critical incident report to the league's head office. Clearly trying to keep this quiet, and today we're recording this on International Women's Day. That's why there are days like this, because stuff like this is not okay. There's no way, no ands, ifs, or buts about that. Now, Chad Kelly did respond to the allegations on social media. And I quote, he says, "I'm shocked by the allegations which have been made against me." He says he absolutely denies these events and intends to vigorously defend himself and will be seeking the dismissal of the action. Later, that post was deleted. It took the CFL a while to address this at all. I think it took 8 days, Sheldon, but they have hired an independent investigator to go through the facts of this case. They're going to deliver a full report before any league discipline is dished out here. Ambrosi told reporters in Vancouver that the investigator has been given clear instructions not to limit the scope of their inquiry and provided no timeline for a resolution. Bad look all around. A lot of times where there's smoke, there's fire, and man, this is just terrible, Sheldon.
Yeah, no, it's not a good look. In this day and age, you know, no means no, and it seems like somebody allegedly, you know, thought a little bit high of themselves and didn't like being told no, and then looked to punish somebody for that. So, it's not good. It's not good that allegedly John Murphy was just trying to sweep this under the rug. The CFL has an abuse on women's policy, like the lawsuit here says. And, you know, it's stunning to me that in this day and age, after everything that went through, you know, with the Me Too movement, good things. Like, let's be honest, it's good that it happened. But in this day and age, people are still... there's still so much work to do, right? And it's a bad look. It's unfortunate for, you know, the Toronto Argonauts coming off a 16-2 season, you know, just falling short of making it to the Grey Cup, looking to rebuild after losing a lot of free agents. But now the focus isn't shifted on, you know, Pinball making his team and Ryan Dinwiddie coaching his team. It's now on the front office and Chad Kelly and just negative crap. So hopefully this investigation can get over with soon so that they can figure out what needs to happen and then they can try to move on from this. And let's just hope it doesn't happen to the next, you know, woman, because we need women in, as, you know, employees of the league. We want coaches, we want trainers, we want everything, like, especially, like, it's International Women's Day, like you said. So we need to get rid of this crap and move forward in a positive light here somehow.
Now, I think that John Murphy really pulls the strings when it comes to managing the Argos roster and the salary cap, yeah, and stuff like that. Now, if you remember a couple of years ago, there was an incident after the East Final, Argos Ticats. John Murphy used some terrible language in a, I guess, a verbal, almost physical spat with Ticat fans, and he was suspended / let go, quietly brought back. And now there's this. I don't want to guess, but I just kind of have a hunch that his time in the CFL is probably coming to a close here. As for Chad Kelly, I know that the league has anointed this guy as possibly the golden boy, you know, the golden ticket. But if there's stuff like this, you can't have it. And a lot of fans, and rightfully so, bringing up his past and throwing it into the social media sphere and saying that, hey, maybe he hasn't learned his lesson. He is the same guy. Bumpy roads ahead for the Argos, for Kelly and the CFL, because I don't know, is this going to set a precedent? It's going to be tough because the discipline here needs to be suitable. You almost have to take out, you know, the money, the future, all that kind of stuff. These allegations are serious, and the discipline needs to match what the allegations present. Of course, hey, there's a whole investigation that needs to happen. That's got to play out. You got to be fair that way. But a lot of times, smoke means fire, and something unfavorable happened here.
Yeah, like at least, and I don't want to downplay what did happen, but at least it seems like nothing physical actually happened. And so silver lining, I guess. But still, harassment is harassment, and it's got to be taken seriously because we need our women to be able to feel safe in CFL locker rooms, training facilities, everywhere.
Yep. In the stands, on the field, wherever. Yep. That's, you got to put the money where the mouth is. You want to have these policies, you better follow them and make sure that the discipline is appropriate. Changes are coming, and changes have already happened, but it's clear more work needs to be done here. Now, on the field stuff, the Argos have signed Rashid Bailey. Spent the last few years with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. That'll be a nice addition to their receiving core. And then I guess some NFL-esque news. Nathan Rourke is going to be staying with New England. He has signed a one-year deal to stay with the Patriots. And I think this is pretty cool news. Randy Moss's son, Thaddeus, has signed with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. 6'2", 249 pounds. He's a big boy.
Big boy.
He's got a great last name. He did tweet Oski Wee Wee and then deleted it. So, I don't know what's with this deleting tweet stuff. You want to put stuff out there? I don't know what's wrong with an Oski Wee Wee, but I want to see what this guy can do, man.
Yeah, and having, you know, a father like that does nothing but good things for the CFL because, you know, there's going to be lots of Randy Moss fans who are going to want to see what his kid's doing up in Canada. So, I'm hoping he comes up. I'm hoping he plays well. I'm hoping good things, because you don't want to see a kid like that fail up here. You don't want to see that be in a first cut, because then everyone is just, then you lose all that momentum of possibly gaining stuff with Randy Moss's name attached to it. So, hey, let's go. That's a big boy. Like he could be one of those, you know, huge targets over the middle, getting those huge second down plays, taking the hits. So, you know, fingers crossed, Toronto Tiger Cats.
We're getting old, man. Randy's son, Arlen Bruce the IV, like,
let's go. Yeah, but he's done though. he done.
Now, as far as the Argos coaching staff goes, it looks like Drew Tate is going to be joining them as an offensive assistant, and Craig Dickinson has his next gig. Sheldon Jones, he's going to be joining his brother Dave in Calgary as a consultant with the Stampeders. It didn't take long for Craig to find a job. He's a great football guy. And look, it's not going to be so awkward at Thanksgiving anymore with the Dickinson family. That's all right, I think.
Yeah, same color scheme for for everything. So we're good there. I hope Craig does well. I hope he does well there.
Now, we had talked about this before, the Ottawa Redblacks having quite the crowded quarterback room, but one has been let go, Tyrell Pigram. He did spend time with Winnipeg. There's no doubt about it that he's quite the athletic quarterback. So we'll see if he's going to have a job elsewhere in the CFL for the coming season. we've had some retirements, and the lead story, I guess, when we want to talk retirements, is Henok Mwamba retiring from the Canadian Football League. He says he's ready to tackle business opportunities, media opportunities. He's already been doing the Waggle podcast with the CFL. I think he's had some appearances on TV as well. And right now, the last game that Henok Mwamba ever played was that 2022 Grey Cup, where the Argos beat the Bombers in Regina, the blocked kicks, and he gets the awards to end the night, the Grey Cup MVP, the most outstanding Canadian. What a moment that was. And it couldn't have happened to a better guy. Congratulations to Henok Mwamba on a fantastic career, and all the best to him going forward. I think the good news is he's still going to be around the game, which I think is great for the CFL, man.
Yeah, man. And once a rider. good for him, though. You know, like you said, going out, winning most outstanding player, most outstanding Canadian, and then basically retiring because he collected a whole paycheck for the next year, a double paycheck probably for the Waggle. So,
yeah.
And he's fiscally smart, and you know, he got out of there. He's obviously still in great shape. He's not injured. He got to go out on his own terms, so that's good for him. And he's very entertaining. He's a very good follow on TikTok. I love seeing him and his wife when they see these crazy little things that other couples will do, and then they try to do it when hilarity ensues. So good for Henok, and like I said, once a rider.
Now, speaking of riders, Larry Dean has retired, 25th all-time in the CFL when it comes to tackles, but maybe we're seeing a new trend in the Canadian Football League, because Simone Lawrence, I guess, is stepping away from the game. He's going to be, hired by the Ticats. Larry Dean is moving into football ops with the Riders as well. Another one of those situations where to keep these guys around the game long term, they get to give back and they get to stay involved in the CFL. That's what it's all about. But Larry Dean, like the work ethic I've heard from this guy, what a great leader. So it'll be good for the Riders to keep him around. It's too bad he's not on the field anymore. But maybe that's a new trend in the CFL going forward, retiring and going right into the team's employee, you know, off the field that way. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering if this is a way to kind of circumvent the CFL coaches cap, because these players, they're signing on to what looks like front office kind of positions. Like, I think he's player development coordinator or something like that, but I'm pretty sure we know he's going to be at practice, and he's going to be like basically an extra coach. And he's, like you said, he's the leadership that he has is perfect for a Corey Mace team. And he's going to be that guy who can rile up his players even without playing. So, like you said, and with Simone and Hamilton, again, same thing. He's the defensive leader there too. So if this is a way for us to get some young coaches kind of like apprenticeships maybe while saying there was something else, I think that's great for the future of the league, because I don't know about you, but I'm kind of loving these new players that retire and they become coaches, and we're seeing success with them, and like players that we grew up seeing on the field now coaching. Yeah. It's just I love it. So more of this, please.
We've had another retirement. Cariel Brooks, two-time All-Star DB, has retired from the CFL, and then back in Saskatchewan. I think this is a pretty good story. Jim Hobson, the former president and CEO of the Riders, actually the first full-time president and CEO of the Riders, is battling stage 4 colon cancer right now. And they've actually named the auditorium there, the Football Ops Auditorium, after Jim Hobson, which he's a great, great man. And he's got the book and has a great history in Saskatchewan. And he's credited a lot with sort of the Rider Pride resurgence since, we'll say, 2007, about. Credited from with getting that off the ground. The team's profitable again. They got a new stadium. So this is definitely a well-deserved honor for Jim Hobson.
Yeah, and typically something like this is done after somebody passes. We unfortunately know that the prognosis for Jim's cancer is not, it's not great. I know his goal is to make it to see the first home game of the regular season for the Riders. He's publicly said that. But this is a case of somebody getting to see the type of honor that one would normally get after they pass, and just watching his video and seeing his family and close friends there, and just, you can tell how much this means to him, because the Riders just mean that much to him. So for every team going forward to be able to see the name of, like, the modern day builder, like you said, of Riders and Rider pride, it's nothing but good. Hopefully that these players can feel and feel his passion and let it exude from them.
And there's been some tough stories in the CFL. Craig Rowe, 33 years old, talked about him on the podcast, has passed away after a battle with stage 4 colon cancer. His wife Chelsea making the announcement on social media. And man, just what a great ambassador and great member of the CFL community. His wife, behind me, there's an Adam Big Hill bobblehead, and she saw I was collecting bobbleheads, and she mailed me one. She had an extra from his time with the BC Lions. So all the best to her, his family. And they're great members of the CFL community. They're going to be missed. And man, this is just another gut punch. Mike Sellers, a great football player on both sides of the border. He has been in the hospital for the past 6 months. He's received 9 heart treatments with more to come. So his wife started a GoFundMe campaign with the goal of raising $100,000. Well, as of recording, $108,000 has been contributed to this GoFundMe. So hopefully these procedures work and he's able to get better. But there's some tough times in the football community right now, and we're thinking about all of them, and that's what happens right now. If you do want to donate to that GoFundMe, you can check that out online as well. What's coming up in the future? Better times, you know, happier things to talk about. The CFL Combine starts March 19th in Winnipeg. The CFL Draft is happening April 30th. And there's still lots of things happening in this offseason. I don't know if you... Quantez Stiggers had a rookie, won the award with the CFL and the Argos. I don't know. This guy seems like he's NFL bound. He's impressed quite a few people and has, you know, caught the attention of some of the right people down south. He's going to have his pro day next Friday. We'll see what comes out of that. And I don't know, there's a documentary about Andrew Harris and his last season with the Toronto Argonauts. So they're going to have this premiere in Winnipeg April 27th. And it looks like he had the cameras following him through his last season. 36 years old, 4 Grey Cups, one of the best running backs in CFL history. That's a documentary I want to watch. Now, I'm not going to... Okay, it's going to be available on Apple TV Plus sometime after that premiere in Winnipeg on April 27th. So look out for that documentary, because I'm not driving to Winnipeg to watch the doc.
No. No one needs to drive to Winnipeg.
And then we got some cool news surrounding the Grey Cup Festival happening in Vancouver this November. I feel like The Grey Cup Festival has experienced a little bit of a resurgence over the past couple years. Regina put on a great show. There was a great game. And that doesn't hurt. Hamilton finally got to do Grey Cup their way this past November. Another great show. And Vancouver looks like they want to raise the bar. Like, they're going to have a couple zip lines, including one like over the ocean, Pacific Ocean, which look, I'll be over the weight limit for that, so I'm not even gonna try.
I was just gonna say, it looks there's cool. No way either of us are getting on there. Yeah,
man, that'd be sweet if they just set up the whole downtown. That's like, instead of taking the Uber back to the hotel, just Spider-Man it back.
That would be awesome.
Now, the 2014 Grey Cup, I thought the 2011 one in Vancouver was awesome. 2014, not so much, but now it's been 10 years. And they are pulling out all the stops. There's stuff indoors, outdoors. It's going to be a good time in Vancouver the week of November 17th, that's when the Grey Cup is happening. I know we got a whole season and everything to do, but there's some positive stuff. Vancouver is going to be ready to put on a show in November.
Yeah, and the Grey Cup Fans Fight Cancer has already started with a bunch of events kind of across the league, or across all the places in the league so far. So they're looking to beat that 42,000 or whatever it was in Hamilton last year, and they're off to a good start. There's more events planned even before the season starts. So if you're in close to one of these CFL cities and you want to contribute, just check on X. There's always something there, but lots to come for that.
Yeah, I think it was the day after I got my teeth yanked out, they had a CFL Fans Fight Cancer cross country kind of meetup. They even did a Zoom call, raising thousands of dollars already.
Yeah.
And it's March, dude. So the CFL fans are a special, special community, taking things to another level yet again. And look, the players are getting involved. I know Wes Cates showed up in Regina, and I know these fans got such a great connection with these players that are donating jerseys and gloves and cleats. And man, this is a pretty damn cool league to be a part of. I know there's a lot of negative news that has happened this offseason and previous offseasons with possible mergers and all that garbage. But I think the passion that has been shown by fans year in, year out, and this offseason, it's inspiring, man. We got a pretty cool game to love. We had an entertaining season last season, and we aren't so far away from training camp and another great season of CFL football, Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir.
Man, I was fired up.
You were. I was just watching you there. I was like, man, he's in this.
And happy belated birthday, Sheldon.
Thank you, sir.
How was your dinner?
I got
at the keg.
My dinner was phenomenal. I had a nice 12-ounce New York strip. My boss was very generous and gave me a nice gift card to the keg, and so I felt like I had money for, you know, that hour we were there.
Did I ever tell you my keg gift card story?
I don't think so.
So I emceed this event, and they gave me a $100 keg gift card. So, you know, when you buy a gift card at the store, there's the plastic piece for the top and the bottom.
Yes.
Well, they gave me the top.
Oh.
I got the filet mignon. I got the dessert. And I go to pay, and they're like, and I look, man. Oh, no. Yeah, on the credit card she goes. Hopefully there's enough room.
Did you contact them and let them know their mistake?
Like, how do I go to a, you know, a nonprofit and say,
yeah, that's true,
that gift card's probably in the garbage, really? If you want to go dig through the, you know, waste management you know, facility in Red Deer, Alberta, you might find a $100 keg gift card.
Might be worth it. Just for free Billy Miner pie. Come on, man. That was better than the steak, to be honest. That Billy Miner pie is like.
Oh, that the dessert you got.
Yes. Yeah.
It looked incredible.
It's the greatest dessert ever made.
Ever
made. It is the greatest dessert.
I might have to go to the keg and just have a dessert then.
You should. It's 11. It's an $11 dessert. So
I got 11 bucks. Yeah. I can do.
Yeah. If you, here's a little thing. They don't check your ID, and they give it to you for free on your birthday. So if you say it's your birthday, you'll get it. I'm sure you know, they might, if they see you there every few months and they say it's your birthday, but apparently, even if you go to the bar and just have one drink, they'll give it to you for free if it's your birthday.
Okay.
That's what I've heard. And we have two kegs in Regina, so sometime this week, it'll be my birthday again at the other keg.
Now we're talking. I only got one keg here, so.
Well.
Damn.
You go, and then Taylor, in 6 months, it can be her birthday, and then another 6 months, it can be your birthday again. And she doesn't like the coffee in it, so it's all yours. It's all yours.
I'm down for that. Thanks for the tip.
That's boy math right there.
Oh, that puts a bow on this episode. I love it. You can rate, review, and subscribe to Two and Out on your favorite podcatcher. And subscribe and check us out on YouTube as well. Seen some growth there with our AJ Ouellette chat. So thanks for that. And you can support the show on Patreon as well during this off season and all season long. I'm Travis Curra. He's Sheldon Jones. Thank you for listening to Two and Out.
Thanks for listening. Find more great shows like this at CF Pod Network on Twitter.